Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Before we get started, a couple things we'd like you to do. First, go to the Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. Then go to Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
That Comes Natural Pod.
Then head on over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and review the podcast. Cody, let's get this bitch started.
Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome, everybody.
Feels good to be back, guys. Am I right?
Never left.
You do know they don't know there was a...
They don't know, but we don't keep secrets on this show. We weren't here last week. We weren't here.
Well, we were.
But now we're here this week.
Well, we
week.
Weren't here, here.
No, we weren't. Yeah, I know we were here, but we weren't here.
here.
They get it now. It's transparency, man.
Nah, they don't.
A little bit of transparency.
Yeah, transparency in an audio podcast, yeah.
Yeah. So...
Yep.
You guys want to talk about? It's been a while.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey. So you recently got back from E3.
Nah. Oh, yeah.
And just a refresher, who sent you to E3?
Microsoft.
And also a refresher, what type of phone did you post all your pictures from E3 with?
Haha, joke's on you. It came from Windows Phone.
Oh, what kind of watch did you get all your notifications on then?
My Microsoft watch doesn't get notifications. It's just a regular analog watch.
Weird, because you had an Apple watch on the whole time.
I did? Did you really?
The whole time?
Hmm?
You sleep with your watch?
Did you? Did you wish? He's digging into his bag intently. No, you didn't wear that the whole time. At least not the first day. At least not the first day.
No, I use my iPhone, my Apple watch. But I do have my Windows phone.
That's a conflict of interest, right?
It's not, sir.
Oh, okay.
No, Mike's just conflictingly interested.
Windows phone.
That thing still work?
It needs to be charged. I haven't charged it since I got back. Oh. I keep forgetting because the charger's in there. It's not plugged in.
So, we talked in a previous episode about everything we wanted to see. One of the things I wanted to hear about was the Red Dead Redemption 2 game. Did I get that, Cody?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Not only did you not get that, you did not get anything from Rockstar.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Not one goddamn thing, Rockstar.
They weren't even there talking about the new add-ons for Grand Theft Auto Online. Nope. Didn't even talk about it. They weren't even at the show. We never saw Rockstar anywhere.
You know who did kill it, though? Game-wise?
Who's that?
Sony.
No, they didn't.
Kind of killed it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
How many of those games come out this year?
I don't care, but there's two that I'm going to buy for show.
One game comes out this year, and it's one they showed off last year.
Still. You see the fucking Spider-Man gameplay?
No, because there isn't a gameplay
not
yet.
Not gameplay. You see the video from
Spider-Man?
Of course,
and I got wrecked as hell.
Yeah, you see
the
video from God of War?
God of War's dope.
Yeah, looks so dope, dude.
And I'll be excited when I get to play it next year.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Next Maybe year. Probably won't. They're going to change everything. I'm just going off of what I saw. And those two games looked batshit crazy. Or
maybe. God of War kind of worries me. Because I don't want to deal with that fucking kid. And having to do an escort mission the entire game. Make sure he's not getting taken out. Or having to wait for him to do stuff. Or like tell him to go over there and wait and all that stuff. Because that's kind of how it looked. And I don't want to do that
in
the game.
Well, I didn't see anything from any of the Sony presentation. So the God of War thing, it sounds like it would just be like a second person that's with you the whole entire time. That
yeah, but like all he really does in the game, I mean, he shoots a bow at people.
That's what I mean. It would literally sound like it controls on its own. It does its own thing, but you can also just, hey, go over there and, hey, do that.
The gameplay they showed us, because I went through the, obviously at the press conference, and then later at the booth, went through the demonstration, and you don't really get a sense of what he's doing with the control schemes.
Right.
But you, like, the way it works is like you're waiting for him to do stuff, like, you know, things. But it was interesting. It's like, don't get me wrong, I'm super dumb because I love God of War games, except for Ascension, because that game was god awful. That's because it wasn't made by the same team. But anyways, I digress. God of War does look dope. It looks gorgeous. I just kind of wish it would be this year. Not really, and I'll explain why I say that. Way too many fucking games already coming out this year.
There's way too many games coming out every year.
No, this year, like from August to December, there's way too many games coming out. Like,
you also own all the systems with the exception that's the of problem. The Wii U.
That's the problem, is there's too many games that are on that will be everywhere to get, and it's like, shit. Most of the games I'll be buying on my Xbox because I play with my other friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like a, you know, no friend station. I only buy exclusives for them because that's all I really care about. So God of War would be an example. I'm not buying Last Guardian because I don't want to cry alone in my house while playing a video game. It's just something I don't like
my
to do.
My fear of The Last Guardian would just be that it's not going to be a good game. It's been in development for 10 years?
Seven years.
It's a long time, and it's one of those ones that, it got canceled, and then suddenly it's not canceled anymore.
Never technically been canceled.
But it never went anywhere, there was rumors of it being canceled, and then suddenly it would show up at an E3, and they're like, hey, we're still working on this, and... Next E3, hey, we're still working on this.
Yeah, well, that's why we were surprised at the end of the conference, or end of that portion of the conference, they actually put a release date up where it was like, wait, that says this year. That says this, this is 2016, right, still?
It's one of those things that, like...
We didn't go 88 miles an hour.
I'll believe it when I actually see it come out. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised to be disappointed that it's not a good game.
The other two games by that studio are really good. But they're also extremely sad, so that's why I say crying, because, like, that dog creature thing looks like it's going to be sacrificed at some point to save the little kid, and I'm like, nope, can't do it. Can't do it. I don't want to do it. Like, Shadow of the Colossus, you find out your horse is actually your dead girlfriend. Super messed up. Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You fucked that horse?
No, when it was human.
I'd fuck that horse.
Hey, guys, this guy's a horse fucker.
He's not one of us.
Not one of us. He's a horse fucker. To go back, the games that PlayStation showed, yes, there's a lot of cool ones, like Horizon Zero Dawn. I want to put that game it looks amazing. It plays really well because I got to play the demo. But again, it doesn't come out until next year.
Yeah, but let's talk about Spider-Man for a second.
Okay.
That's dope, right?
The trailer looks super awesome, but...
It did.
So do the trailers for World of Warcraft.
Super awesome, too. You liked World of Warcraft.
No, I liked Warcraft, the movie. Oh. But the World of Warcraft trailers look dope because they're CG. Yeah. And you look at the actual game, you're like...
Yeah.
Is that on a mobile phone? Like a flip phone? Like a Razer? Is that on a Razer?
It's like, no, it's on PC.
Yeah, like, why does it look so awful? PC the Master Race? Sorry. That's what they call themselves.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
No, it looked absolutely amazing, and I know I did see footage of that, and I didn't know it was a PlayStation exclusive, so I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh my god, this looks amazing. I would play this Spider-Man game, and then it was like, oh, for PlayStation only, and I was like, oh.
It's the reason why is because it's made by Insomniac Games, the people who make Ratchet and Clank.
Right, which was kind of weird other things, to me.
That's what made me excited, because when we first started, no news was coming. Like, there was no news of a PlayStation 4 exclusive, let alone a new Spider-Man. Like, we knew there would be a new Spider-Man game made because the movie's coming out, and they always do that. Sony always makes those. But obviously, like, Sony owns the rights to it for that most part, and like, so it makes weird sense that it's on the PlayStation only, but... Yeah. What makes me excited is you see the city, you hear the voiceover, and you see Insomniac Games. I was like, oh shit, a new Infamous game. Fuck yeah, I'm excited. Then it said Marvel, and I was like, now I'm super confused. And then you see Spider-Man, I was like, was that first part from a different trailer? Are they making a Spider-Man game? And so, like, once I saw those, like, three things, I was like, all right, cool. And I pulled my wallet out of my pocket, and I just threw it at the stage and said, please take what you need and give me the rest back. Because I would like to play this game. Because they're...
So technically, Cody's the first one to reserve pre-order a copy. So
I hit a fat lady in front of me, I never got through. Oh. She's like, hey, it's your wallet back, stupid. I was like, you don't have to call me names. Man. I just couldn't throw it over your mustached head. No, I'm like super excited because that, like, I love the Infamous games, and I love the Ratchet and Clank games. So like that makes me super excited because like especially after Second Son, which is the third, don't even get me started on this, third Infamous game. No. That the traversal in that was so fucking fantastic, and it was so the city was so big, and it was really fun to go up buildings and do all that fun stuff. That I can't imagine how it's gonna be with Spider-Man.
Basically, just plug Spider-Man into that.
Basically, yes.
So dope.
If he shoots electrical powers and controls Earth, I'm gonna be super excited. But I'll throw a goddamn bus at somebody for sure.
Oh.
I will. I'll be like, yo.
I like the suit, too. I know some people are like, that suit looks stupid.
Fuck those people. Like, those are the same people who said, why is the eyes closed on the new Spider-Man? Go fuck yourselves.
Because cartoons are dope.
And that's yeah. how they do in the cartoons. And they want to make him show emotion, not go like, bob his head around like a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Do karate moves so you know which one's talking. It's true. Sorry. They have mouths on the mask, but they don't move, so they have to do something. So they're like, I'm going to get him. Karate kick. It's like, ugh.
It's funny awful. To think about that.
I know, right?
That's how they do it.
Speaking of Power Rangers,
Cranston.
Cranston. Brian fucking Cranston is Zordon.
He's going to be a giant floating head and a giant.
Unless they go the way of the, other, the movies, then he's an old creepy guy on Crystal Bed.
So he's making a return to the Power Rangers. Crystal
Bed when Ooze fucked them up.
No, he was always that because the crystals are what the beam comes out of. So when you look into it, the old creepy guy's laying in the crystal bed underneath where the giant.
Yeah, but you only ever saw the.
Yeah, of course. Though. Yeah, yeah.
For so sure. He's making a return to the Power Rangers.
Because Billy Cranston is the Blue Ranger.
No. He actually, before he did Malcolm in the Middle, he was actually one of the monsters.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
That's super dope. Zordon's a monster?
Yeah.
Fucking, that's a M. Night Shyamalan twist right there.
Oh,
what a
right?
twist.
Well, now I'm not going to watch it. Thanks. M. Night Shyamalan, piece of shit.
Whoa, okay.
Wow, that seems a wee bit harsh.
Yeah.
And also accurate?
No.
Because well, his movies are all garbage.
Not all of them. The first couple were good.
Now. Yeah. I said now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come
well,
on
like,
now.
If you're talking about the stuff that he's
like
doing.
Like Last Airbender and yeah. the hap- that, was it The Happening?
The Happening,
the
Long,
the Long War 8, John Leguizamo,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna commit suicide. Mark. I'm like, really? You're gonna commit suicide with a lawnmower?
It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like, that's gonna
maybe,
suck, bro.
Maybe hang yourself.
Maybe head first? Maybe?
Not even then.
No, he went legs first. He was laid down. There's a whole lot between me and that to, before I die. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, anyways, back to E3. Sorry. He said Power Rangers and I got all distracted. Technically, I said Power Rangers, but. Yeah, no. So the big thing, like, I don't want to sound like a Sony, like a Microsoft fanboy, but I believe that Microsoft had the better conference. They didn't show off a lot of new games, but what they did show off is all games that pretty much come out this year, which is really nice.
What games do they have coming out this year? I'm trying to remember.
Dead Rising 4,
yeah.
Gears of War 4,
yeah,
which is super weird that there's two 4s. And then they showed off a lot of, like, they have cross-platform stuff, too.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest, I mean, the biggest thing that I read about is that they were aiming more for the cross-platform stuff where you could, where PC players could play with Xbox people, or at least that's what I mostly read about from their conference.
So we talked about this and a long time ago.
The ability that the digital buyers will get PC versions for free of their game. If
yes.
there's a PC version available, which was absolutely really cool. I just don't know what the... Like, it's something that I think about myself and go, that would be awesome. I'd totally do that, but I don't know why I would want a PC version.
All right, so this is the thing. It's called Play Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I know this because I work for them, and we got to do a learning on it. So basically the way this works is, it's not that you get a free digital version for your PC. You can actually move your gameplay from one to the other.
But it's still giving you a digital,
yes.
it's a PC version, because
yes.
obviously sticking your Xbox disc into a PC is not going to work.
As of right now, there's no word on if it's when they say buy digitally, which means you don't go to the store and you buy a disc version.
No, you go to the Xbox Game Center.
You go on your Xbox or on your Windows 10 PC and you buy the game digitally. And you have the ability to have it on both your Windows 10 PC and your Xbox One. And then what's cool about that is, yes, you get a digital version on both. But if I'm playing on my Xbox One and I want to move to my PC or vice versa, I can.
Okay, that's what I was wondering if
yes.
they did that.
So your cloud saves go across.
Weirdly enough, I didn't read that. So that's what I was thinking. If they
yes.
did that, that'd be absolutely
and
amazing.
They're actually opening it to other manufacturers.
Right.
So right now it's all Microsoft-owned titles.
Mm-hmm.
So things like Sea of Thieves and the Dead
War
Rising, Gears of War,
it,
things like that. Those are the ones that are me on all of them. And it's a big thing because PC has been forgotten with a lot of newer games because of it. Now they're going to do it. And they're making, because of the new capabilities of not only the Xbox One itself and the new future Xbox Ones, the S and the in Project Scorpio, the game won't be limited to being a port from the Xbox, and that's why they're doing it digitally, because you'll get the PC version, not a ported version of the Xbox. So you get a 4K version, you get the better PC upgraded version, so your PC Master Race will be better. And that's going to actually, people are like, well, it's dumb, you're not going to sell consoles. No, because it's the Xbox game that gets you the digital version for your PC, not your PC version gets you a digital version on your Xbox. You have to have an Xbox to do it to get your PC version, which is really smart.
Which makes sense.
But also it's because obviously we have the really only operating system that runs games really well. And there's a big push for it. So that's pretty awesome that way. The other cool thing about it is the cross-platform playback, which we talked about on the show months ago. Rocket League is the first one. What that actually means is the game manufacturers, because Rocket League is not a Microsoft game, they're the first one that actually wanted to do it, but then now it's been approved, like it's the thing now. You'll be able to play PC players from your Xbox and potentially your PlayStation 4 to all three. So you'll, like, if I have a PlayStation 4, Mike has a PlayStation 4, but Joe doesn't.
Nope, I don't.
Joe buys an Xbox One version of Rocket League will come out. That's coming out later this year, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's going to be basically, again, play anywhere type thing.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be able to play against when Sony allows it, because again, they completely left that out of their conference yet again, and everyone's pissed off about it because they haven't said yes or no to it. We would potentially be able to play against Joe and with Joe, so we'd actually be able to be on Joe's team and play against other players or each other.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, super dope. So like I said, Rocket League's the first game to officially announce it to do it, but a lot of other manufacturers are like, no, we're working on it. We want to be able to do this, because then you're not tied to a console, which also would break console exclusivity for a lot of games.
Yeah.
Except for DLC, it's always going to be, like Sony or Microsoft's always going to pay more for exclusive DLC through Call of Duty or,
but you know, pretty much none of that stuff is multiplayer exclusive.
The DLC?
Yeah.
Most DLC is multiplayer.
Yeah. Usually more maps.
Like especially like Call of Duty is multiplayer maps.
Yeah. That's right. Call of Duty.
Like The Division, for example, Xbox has an exclusive, I think it's a 1 month ahead of time for a DLC. So the game came out on all platforms. Any free DLCs available for everyone right away. But the first DLC, which comes out next Tuesday, the 28th, will be out a month first on Xbox before it hit PlayStation.
Mm.
So it's called the Division Underground.
Yeah.
Super excited about that, by the way. Dungeons? Are you fucking kidding me? Randomly generated missions. That's my favorite one. You go to the headquarters, you pick one, and it randomly takes aspects from all the different capabilities of missions and randomly makes you a mission to go fight at a certain place. I'm so excited about it. It just makes the game, again, unending.
Yeah, it changes things up, because I don't know about you. I'm starting to get a little bored.
It gets stale because you know exactly where the enemies are going to be at. And that's the thing about like the underground. It's going to be a new area to do. But because it randomly generates it within there, you don't know where you're going underground.
Exactly.
And that's kind of why I like the new stuff, even with the high-value targets. Is, yes, it's going to be like, it's a mix, though. You could get one, like, that's going to be all cleaners or all LMB or all rioters, and it's going to be in some random place that you don't like normally would go to, a rooftop somewhere or that fucking bus terminal, which I keep fucking getting. The underground one.
Oh, yeah.
The one you and I just got destroyed on.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I did that on that same level with that same people by myself. Ran through it.
How'd you run through it?
Just stayed in that corridor, killed a bunch of people, ran up, and just bounced back to one of the two buses and just murdered everybody.
And that's basically what we did.
Yep. But for some reason, we could not hold those dudes. I'd murdered everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I was like, I once I got it, I was like, fuck, it's here again? I was like, I'm going to die over and over again. And I died once. My fault. Hit a guy with my 60 explosive right when he ran at me, and then blew it up and basically dropped myself. Yeah. But then I went back and just murdered everything. I think what actually happened is I got lucky because the armored guy was on the catwalk.
Oh, and he just stayed
and
up there?
And he stayed up there because I kept fucking shooting at him, and he would, like, duck behind the two plates of metal.
Yeah.
And so I murdered everybody below, and I'd keep him up there. once I murdered everybody else, I just kept bouncing him back and forth. And yeah, that's the best. That was the best part about it, because he didn't make his way down like he did before.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, cross-platform capability would just be super dope, because it's just gonna for people who are PlayStation, you know, only people like Mike used to be until he got a second console, or third if you want to count your Wii.
No,
because you have a Wii now, right? Or did you return it?
I had a Wii.
Okay.
He's had a Wii for a while.
Well, a couple months now, right?
No,
because you bought it not so long ago.
Like a year now.
Yeah,
it's been a year
almost.
Yeah, I've drank too much.
Like, just moved into the new house, so
whatever. Same
I remember
thing.
Jen wanted it mostly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
friends.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the details. I just know he has one. And then, so, like, other than the Nintendo, because their online is god-awful, you'll be able to play against, like, pretty much anybody. And people are like, oh, PC's going to have a bonus. Yeah, well, that's not true, buddy, because, you know.
Why don't you give us the lowdown on the new Zelda?
The new Zelda is dope. So it is exactly what I wanted it to be. So if you roll this show back to literally like 2 years ago, I asked for a Zelda that's in an open world like Skyrim. Guess what they gave us? The Legend of Zelda, The Breath of the Wild, is an open world Skyrim-type Zelda game.
Which is awesome. It's something that I think everybody's wanted for a while.
It has crafting. It has weapons that break. It has weapons that can be used up. You can retrieve arrows.
That's cool.
I done shot a dude. Arrow bounced off of him. I saw a glint in the grass. Ran over. Picked the arrow up. I was like, I'm going to reshoot this arrow at you. But in the squishy parts, not the rock part. And it was dope. And I had a wooden sword. And it broke on a dude. And I was like, my
Time
sword
out.
Broke.
Time out.
I looked at the lady, the moderator. I was like, my sword broke. She's like, yeah, get a new one. I was like,
where?
Bitch, where? Where do I get a new sword from? I just like walked up and it was laying on a log, so I picked it up. I was like, I want a sword. She's like, go back. And I was like, I don't know where I came from. Because it's open world. I don't know what this is. It's a gorgeous game. The problem is I was playing on the gamepad from the Wii U. And
so you're playing with the screen, the whole pad.
The whole pad. The thing with the demo is in the previous details we've got for this is the gamepad screen would be your menu system.
Right.
So your inventory. The demo was literally just a picture of your button scheme for the demo we're playing. So you didn't use your menus. You didn't use it as your menu system.
Okay.
Because the demo was limited to what you could do is like you could throw the magic bomb thing.
Okay.
You could shoot arrows. You could use your sword and your shield. And that was it. Or I ended up having to get a fucking stick club because my sword broke and couldn't find my way back to the camp.
That seemed to be the, because I mean you obviously were there, but I heard and saw pictures of just a ginormous line that was always there.
I got lucky because on Tuesday night, the first night of the show, I left Jacob and Shaq in line to play Dead Rising 4, Sea of Thieves? Might have been Sea of Thieves. Their friend Vanessa wanted to go get the chroma key thing I showed you guys earlier from the Razer keyboard.
Right.
She wanted one because they're big PC gamers and streamers and blah, blah, blah. You know, nerds. So I was like, yeah, I'll bring her over. I'll show where it's at. So because I already gotten one. So I showed her how to get it. Got one. She's like, I'm going to go back to them. I was like, I'm going to wander around and see some other stuff I haven't seen yet. And I was just happened to be walking by the Nintendo booth, which really should be called the Zelda booth because that's the only game they were showing off.
It's the only game that I heard of theirs that.
Well, they announced the new Pokemon games with release dates. But anyways,
I mean, like it was the most. It was Harvest Moon. Pretty much the only game that I was hearing about from Nintendo.
Well, anyway. It's because it's literally the only one they showed.
Yeah.
But so I'm walking by and I noticed there's no line to get tickets because the whole process you had to wait in line to get a ticket. The ticket had a time, and you returned to that time with your ticket, and you got another line to go in and play, and it was 40 people at a time. So you had two lines to go. Obviously, one is a lot shorter. The other one's super long because people wanted to get the ticket, right? So I didn't want to waste my time because there's too much to see. Yes, I'm there for 3 days, but I just wanted to see as much as possible and then I can choose what I want to do. So I go, and I'm walking by, and there's no one there. I was like, hey, what's going on? There's no line to get tickets. She's like, oh, yeah, we cut it off, but we're taking 20 more people. And I was like, cool, get a ticket. She's like, hand me a ticket. She's like, get in line. I was like,
Who?
Yeah. No. I want to do that. Like, so I got in line and I went right in. Nice. And it's cool. You go in and you sit down in this little like theater looking thing with all these little square seats. And the whole room's lit up and has, it looks like inside of a like temple. It was super dope. And it was all neon lights. And there's a video screen and it has vines growing on it. And there's the Zelda, the fancy Z with a sword in it. And it fades in and out. And I was like, that's super cool, right? You're going to watch a demo, whatever, right? I'm looking around like, there's only one door. And it's the one we came in. And I've walked by this booth and looked in and saw people playing this game. And what looks like Hyrule with grass and bushes and plants and everything. I was like, all right, so what the fuck's going on, right? I was like, did I just get the viewing one? This is going to piss me off. So they lady comes in. She's like, hey, we want to show you this demo video. I was like, fuck, it's a viewing. So it goes through, and in the trailer show is pretty funny. It's humorous and all those things, and it shows you the basics of the game. And then she goes, all right, everyone get ready. We're going to go play the game. I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's not a viewing. All of a sudden, the screen turns from the video to be looking like stone columns, and they raise like a door as the screen goes up, and it makes it look like you're entering a temple.
Nice.
It was super dope, and you got to go in, and they had everyone lined up to lead you to your playable area because they had four different sections, and they just weaved us through the whole thing. It was super dope. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
But was there anything else like that in the whole entire E3?
Yes. A lot of them... Did you theatrics like that? Like
no, I mean like the anticipation, the lines.
Oh, no. Because there's a lot of big lines, the Plague demos. That was by far the most ridiculous one out of everything.
Because it's weird that, to me at least, that Nintendo would release this demo and people are absolutely in love with Zelda. I mean, I love Zelda, but is it really going to be something that's going to sell the system?
Yes.
You think
it'll
so?
It'll sell NXs out the gate.
So the next generation of...
Which comes out the same day the game comes out.
Okay, so this is the next-gen game for
It'll Nintendo. Be on both.
It'll be on both.
Yeah, it'll be on the Wii U and the Nexus.
But you think it'll be big enough to be a sellable, like even... Because we've talked about it before, like how Nintendo, you know, their consoles and the games that they have on them aren't that great. Would you buy it for it?
I will buy an NX before I buy Wii U for Zelda.
But I mean, like, actually, right now.
Here, I will say this: I will not buy. I will buy a Wii U for Zelda if the NX is garbage. If it comes out with some kind of weird, schemey, weird motion controls thing, or like wear a helmet and this helmet's gonna drill into your temples and it's gonna inject video into your eyes, I'll be like, I'm gonna buy a Wii U.
I buy that.
I wouldn't.
I buy that.
No, because it'll be like, see what we did is we tricked you and you can only play Wii U NX now.
And they're like, now you're our slave.
Yeah, have fun cooking for robots. And so I was like, so it depends. When we get to see Nintendo Direct later this year, when they announce and officially, because they tell you NX is coming, but it's a project, like the project name, we don't know what it's actually called yet.
Yeah.
If it comes out called the Wii NX, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah.
Because like I hated the name Wii U.
Well, I think you hated more the product than you
Oh, for sure, because that gamepad was awful. And I mean, the fact that it wasn't an up-to-date console.
Yeah.
It was a to-date console, which means it wasn't the future. It was meeting to the what
it
the
was
Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 25. 3 already had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like you just made a new console to use your crazy little gamepad. Which just makes me mad. You're like, I don't want gimmicks anymore. I want a good legit console. I want a fucking Super Nintendo.
Right.
Or I want a Nintendo 64.
Right.
Or I'll take a GameCube again. For the most part, you know what I mean?
Ooh, I had a GameCube.
GameCubes were dope, yo.
GameCubes were awesome. They just, the discs, small discs you couldn't do anything with.
I think I just got the Fireman.
Oh, did it finally show up? What does it say?
Yeah.
Thank you for your purchase?
Yeah.
That's so weird. We'll fully check it after this.
Woohoo! Sorry, got distracted, guys. My Apple Watch gave me a notification that made me happy.
Yeah.
No, so yes, I believe that The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild will be a console seller because it's a Zelda game.
Right. I mean, those do sell.
I'll give you an example. The Wii, right, when the Wii came out, if everyone goes way back to that day, the Wii was available with one big title that was also on the GameCube.
Yeah.
And it was Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
Zelda, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. I bought a Wii U. Or Wii, because I believe the Wii was going to be a really good console. Because I love my GameCube. GameCube games fell off because it was really hard to manufacture games for it, to make it, because the controller scheme was fucked up. Because of the weird button controls.
No, no, it worked, though.
What?
Like, I know it's weird, like, if you go back to it now, but, like, for some reason, when you first got it, it only took a second, and then it felt pretty good. Like
the for game players, yeah. It's the making, like the manufacturers, is hard for them because it was different than everything else.
That makes sense.
Because especially going from...
Because I felt like that was one of the best hand feels you had for
a controller. It felt so good. Great. It felt great. It's just the control schemes themselves were so weird because it wasn't like the other console. It wasn't like the 64, where the 64 had literally two things you did. You had your right hand that held the weird thing,
the joystick,
and you had your D-pad on your side, and then like that was how you did all your controls. This goes to more of a Xbox at the time controller, I can't even say at the time because it wasn't even out then. You know, that thing where it's like that dual hand thing. Your left hand does one set of things, your right hand does the other. Did that again, but it was so different because it didn't have those same ones, and it was weird, like the buttons configuration. Anyways, I loved the GameCube, especially when they released the WaveBird, because it was really the first wireless controller for any console.
Yeah,
and it fucking was amazing.
It was expensive as fuck too, wasn't it?
Wasn't that the first controller that also had like the variable touch?
Triggers. Yep, capacitive relays on the buttons.
Yeah.
Yep. So they're pressure sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super dope. So when you ran, like if you jumped, you pressed harder, you'd jump higher or whatever.
If you tell me, every controller has been pressure sensitive. Faster, faster, faster.
No, pressure sensitive is the controller, not you.
Yeah. Go.
Track and field the Nintendo?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And you had to do this? You're like, wait, don't they steer?
Right.
Because you always try to do this, and no one can do that like really well.
You'd
like,
be in awkward positions, but they fell right just so you can get the two fingers. Just,
Yeah, dude, you remember? Like, you put your heel on the forward on the analog, or on the D-pad, and then you'd like this, and like crouch in front of your TV.
Well, you remember the arcade shooters? With like House of the Dead.
House of the Dead, yeah.
You just, yep.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to rock back and forth on it.
Yeah.
You would. You just hit it so fast.
Because if you just tried to shoot it normal, there's way too much going on in that game. You're going to die instantly.
No, I know.
Or you can cheat like Duck Hunt and just put your controller against the TV and just shoot and get it every time.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Can't do that.
I've done that too.
It's an actual legitimate. That's an original life hack right there.
Yeah.
And you find out from somebody who found out from some warlock somewhere. You're like, that's bullshit. And you do
you
it, you're
can
like,
do that? Oh, my God.
But then you're like, how far back can I get? And as soon as you get away from the screen, miss every time. You're like, oh, my God, it works. Then you just rewire the controller to output the capacity higher and then burn out your gun after 5 games because you can be 10 feet away and shoot and it still hits every time. That's a different story.
Yeah,
that's like a nerd story. You fucking nerd.
But to go back to my example, so it's helped sell the Wii. It did not have a Zelda game for the Wii U. I don't remember what launch titles came up for Wii U because they're mostly just remakes of other games that were out on other consoles.
Yeah,
the Batman game and some of the sports ones. I was like, I don't care.
Right.
I didn't even buy my Wii U.
I tried playing. I bought one for the Wii, a Madden.
Yeah.
Like just because it was like. $3, like an older Madden. I was all like, "Oh yeah, I'll try it." You know, so yeah, it was so bad. It was so awful because
they forced manufacturers to use their Wii remote controllers
instead of just saying, "Unplug that other shit and just play like a normal."
Like you had they sell a pro controller, which was the same layout as the GameCube.
Yeah.
I can't say GameCube. The Super Nintendo. You plug in your Wii controller and I'm like, fuck yeah, but hardly ever any games actually used it. Like, it didn't give you a choice. Like, do you want motion controls? Do you want to be lazy and a fat ass and use a regular controller? Every time I'd be like, regular controller.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm afraid I'm going to lose a hand by hitting my ceiling fan or let go prematurely and knock and go into my TV or hit a small animal, something, you know, that not hard to do in this fucking house. So... I just don't want it. Like, I just, yeah, I guess I'm a fat, lazy American, but I don't want to. I mean, bowling was fun, like the motion. Tennis was fun, but like a game like Madden, I don't want to.
No, you can't.
I don't know what to do with my hands. You know, like, ugh. So it's going to be interesting when we find out Nintendo Direct later this year what the NX is actually. Is it a real, legit next-generation console? Is it going to be like an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4? Is it going to have that same power? Is it going to have a regular fucking controller and not some weird, you know, again, like I said, drill into your temples and plug directly into your eyeballs bullshit? You know, it's better than VR. Real fucking life! Because I can see them doing that because they have unlimited funds right now. To answer Joe's question that he asked like 40 minutes ago is, yes, I believe that it'll sell the NX.
Okay.
Because it is a Zelda game. The other example I was going to say is they sold 3DSs drastically because they put Ocarina of Time out as 3D on the 3DS, and it sold a shit ton of 3DSs because of it.
Yeah, okay, but I've always seen the Game Boys as a separate...
Oh, it is. It's separate Nintendo's market. Money maker right
yeah,
now.
That one, it's...
It's their Pokemon machines.
Going to make money no matter what.
When are they going to release, like, an old school Game Boy style thing and just have, like, all the games preloaded in there? Or, like...
They'll never do that.
Like, a handful of your, like, old classics?
They'll never do that. Why? You can buy the collection on, like, one cartridge. That's a lot of those, like, from, like, Namco had one... and like some other people had one too. Like Rare Replay did it for the Xbox, mainly because we bought it. But you'll never see a bunch of those like on one because they want you to buy individual titles because that's where they make their money.
That's what I'm saying. Like they could release like one just for people like me. I don't give a fuck about Pokemon games like at all. Yeah, but like you tell
people
me,
like
I can
you
get...
aren't where they make the money. They
no, want but I'm room. Saying if they were to just release something that I could play. A handful, like, real basic, like, Nintendo, like, just the Game Boy kind of feel to it and just play that and then put it away. It's got to be super cheap for them to manufacture something like that at this point.
Maybe not. Depends.
I feel like it would have to be super cheap.
I don't know.
It's like that thing. Did you see the thing you slide your iPhone into?
Did you see the fucking price of that thing?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
$80 goddamn.
Oh, was that $80? I saw the thing. I didn't see the price.
No battery. Runs off your phone's battery.
Well, I figured that. I mean,
I expected to have a battery in it for
it was pretty big
dollars.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looked like an actual Game Boy.
It did look like an actual Game
things
Boy.
Were bricks, dude.
Yeah.
It was dope. I saw that, and that's where I got that VR safe mask from. I was like, I'm super. I was like, yes. And I was like, how much is it? Eight? She's like, $79.99. I was like, does it come with a phone? Because fuck you.
How do you get the games? Like, what games get for that?
It's an app.
So. Like, licensed through Nintendo? Or
The games they showed were just generic games.
Oh.
But it gives you... it looks like a Game Boy, but the idea is it gives you the controls of, like, that. So when you download the app, takes only that section of the screen and uses it, and then gives you that, like, side-scrolling, top-down view video game feel. But Nintendo's yet to release anything for anything. Well, Pokemon Go will be the first Nintendo license anything to be on non-Nintendo product, which would be available on Android and iPhone and probably not Windows Phone because nothing comes out of Windows Phone. But it'll be the first... That'll be the first licensed Nintendo product to be outside of the Nintendo ecosystem. Which, if you're a Pokemon fan, is going to be super fantastic, but I think they're going to follow the fact that you have to travel with it because it's not something you can sit in your house and play with. It's when you're out and about at landmarks.
It's another one of those...
We're going to force you not to be lazy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they want you to go out in real life and battle Pokemon digitally with your phone.
Yeah.
They do have a cool attack. Did you see the Pokemon pin, the pin they're making for it? It's
$35.
No. What it does, it links to your phone via the app. And I'm guessing some sub-Bluetooth signal or whatever, right? And I'm guessing the pin charges somehow because it has to have battery life. But it'll flash on it. When you're close to an active Pokemon.
Yeah. Wow. That's nerdy.
Yeah.
That's
super nerdy. It was funny.
Super nerdy.
So when they announced it when we were in LA for E3, but not because Nintendo had like really no presence for press conference stuff other than their daily thing that just showed off other games that weren't actually playable there. Anyways, they announced it. They're like, yeah, it's for Pokemon Go. It's a pin you wear. It's a wearable, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, $35. George says, fuck that, that's way too expensive.
That is expensive.
I said, no, it's not. He's like, yes, it is. I'm like, think about this. The app is free.
Yes.
Where they're going to make their money. Stupid accessories.
Yep. and probably downloadable stuff.
Downloadable stuff, so in-app purchases.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, only really hardcore fans. I'm like, you are with two hardcore Pokemon fans.
What did they
say? Jake and Shaq. I said, hey, do you guys see that Pokemon Go pin? Like, yeah, dude, I totally want to get one. Both of them. I was like, I fucking told you, George.
Yeah.
These Pokemon nerds are fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
They are ridiculous. Like, they're literally foaming at the mouth for these two new fucking Pokemon games. Like, oh, you get to go to this new area. It's going to have all new Pokemon. I was like, who fucking cares? And it's like, oh, and they're going to have, like, there's rumors they're going to, like, mix so you can, like, take two Pokemon. I was like, oh, my God, dude, you're hurting my brain.
You can make them kiss.
I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, it's going to be fusion. I was like, the only fusion I care about
is Dragon Ball Z.
Is Dragon Ball Z fusion. That's the only thing ever. Gogeta, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so yeah, Nintendo, hope your fucking NX console is worth me buying because I really want to play Zelda and I fucking hate your gamepad from your Wii U. But I will borrow it from someone or buy one when they go super cheap when the NX comes out because I know it's going to happen. And then I'll just sell it or just leave it on the shelf like my Wii is.
Yeah.
I had given Mike my Wii, but I have no idea where the power supply is at. So that wouldn't have done any good.
Hmm. You probably purchased one.
Well, it's cheaper to buy a whole thing because he bought it for what? Like,
oh, that's right. Yeah, from
$80 or whatever. And yeah. It came like five games.
Yeah.
I was like, it's way better.
What else did you see at CES? God damn it. I keep saying doing that, CES. Yeah. I don't know why. E3.
Playable games that I played would be Dead Rising 4, ReCore, Sea of Thieves. Let's see, I played Let It Die. I think that might be it. Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn, Zelda. Oh, Ghost Recon Wildlands. Keep forgetting I played that. That guy pissed me off both times. Two different people just fucking around making it hard to play. Because the demo for Badlands or for Wildlands is a co-op demo. You play with three other people, and the mission is to work together to do it, right? I watched people while I was waiting in line, and they were like working together. You have a headset, you can talk to people. It's got a mic, and they're all connected.
So the whole experience is to literally work together. It's it's not like some demo experience to have like reviewers take a look at it and go, look at the fauna here. It's very texturous.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff. Like the game, I'll tell you right now, the game looks good, but it does not look great.
Okay.
The version we're playing is a pre-alpha version, so like a lot of the textures and stuff weren't.
It's completed. Playable, and they're just happy it's not crashing.
It looked good, but it's gonna. I have a feeling it's gonna look better.
Yeah,
map's huge. Anyways, so first time I played it, one of our teammates was just wandering up hills, looking at stuff and like seeing how far he can look and just walk. And I was like, all right, well, we're down to three people. Mm-hmm. So then we go in, then we have one guy trying to snipe people, mind you. You have a Markins rifle and like another gun. He has a Markins rifle, and he's trying to take people out with an assault, I think it was an assault rifle.
From a distance.
He's like, I was like, dude, like...
Switch guns, dude. If you can't do that, switch guns.
Or move fucking closer.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so that, we wasted the entire demo not being able to do shit, because once you get alerted, we just get attacked, and I was like, murder, 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 and then I end up shooting the guy we're supposed to interrogate.
Oh, nice. Good job.
My bad.
Mm.
Failed mission. I was like, fuck you guys. Second time I waited in line to play it, which wasn't a very long wait. It was like 20 minutes. I was actually with people who were trying to actually work together. We were communicating the headsets and blah, 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 right? We're going. The guy gets away and gets a truck. So I jump on a motorcycle. Another guy jumps on a motorcycle. And the other two jump in a truck and they're chasing him down. The one guy on the motorcycle is trying to shoot him to like take out his tires.
Makes sense.
Cool, right? I'm trying to do the same thing, except for every time that dude shoots at him, he swerves near me, and so I have to move not to get fucking taken out. So I was like, whatever. I'm going to back up and shoot, right? Well, then our guy in the truck, the two guys, the one dude's shooting at the back of the truck, and I was like,
well, that's just asking for an explosion.
That tailgate's going to be fucking owing you money later. Like, what good is that going to do, right? The other guy's like, I hear the driver go, I'm going to do a pit maneuver. I'm like, oh, There he goes, a police academy dropout. Hits the back tire, spins the truck into him. He T-bones the truck. Truck rolls like 10 times, kills the dude. Mission failed.
Nice.
I was like, well, it was fun while it lasted, kids.
Good game, guys.
So hopefully the single player aspect of it will be fun. Otherwise, it's going to be like, I'm going to have to wait for Joe to have time to play and maybe Eric to have time to play. Maybe if Mike picks it up.
Yeah.
Probably not Taj because his work schedule's god awful.
Right.
I'll work nights. Have fun not having any friends because right. we're not going to be able to play video games at 12 o'clock at night. Most of us have real jobs.
I know.
I said most of us. But I was like, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. Plus, it's more realistic because I shot a dude in the head with a pistol and he fell.
Which is exactly what I said that I want.
He didn't shoot back at me. He didn't like take a, like four clips to drop. I was like, pack. Oh, shit. Was he playing possum? No, so, that motherfucker's dead. Got him!
So it sounds like this is a game that I'm going to enjoy more, because that's exactly what I had said going into E3.
That you take more damage than bad guys do.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I was taking people down. Like, I'd hit people in the like abdomen with my assault rifle or my submachine gun a couple times, and they would fall. But it's not like clip.
Yeah.
Like, brrr, like into their chest and like, I'm gonna get you. Like,
it's not the Division where you're unloading and unloading and unloading and unloading.
It's more, from as far as I know, there's no level system in it.
So it's
not an RPG. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but the demo I played didn't have a level system in it, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I think that's all the games I played. Of ones I saw, Mafia 3 looks amazing. The new Watch Dogs looks amazing. It's way different than the first one.
Really?
Thank fucking God.
Is it the same guy carrying
it? No, it's a completely different character in a completely different city. This time you're in actual San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
With actual landmarks. Like you are in New York and the Division. You're actually in San Francisco. You see the Golden Gate Bridge and you can go and go to Fisherman's Wharf, like all that stuff. Alcatraz Island's off the fucking coast. Like you see it. It's cool. But the character uses parkour to traverse and everything, because why not, right? But you're a hacktivist.
It looks cool in a video game.
Yeah, you're a hacktivist, so you're like taking down this big corporation using hacking capabilities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's the way they change the way the visualization of the hacking is. It looks pretty dope because before in the first game you see these little white lines go to people and like, oh, this person's cell phone, it buzzes above them. Now it's like this like line, and if it's strong, it has like this like electricity look to it, and it's different colors for different things. And so you interact with this, you can control it. It's blue or whatever, right? But you can like, you have all these different tools. There's a little remote control drone, like you can fly around. There's a rolling one you can do, and it can actually shoot a USB cord into the thing to use it. It's super awesome. I was like, I can't play this game.
All right.
But like, there's a lot of different ways you can go through. And you have like a taser you can shoot people with to drop them, and then you have a gun and things like that. So you try not to kill people, whatever, but if they're bad guys, fucking kill them. But yeah, that's pretty cool. And then you have like, looks like there's a co-op mechanic to it they haven't talked to about yet.
Really?
Because there's like this other dude that was with you that was helping you when you're inside this building in the demo they showed us.
Okay.
And he's like, he takes control. Like once you get in, you give him, like you being close to something proximity wise lets him actively hack something. Like, he activates a car that's... You're in a high-rise, and there's this car in there, and he actually drives it out the window to cause a distraction. I was like, hell yeah!
That is very distracting.
Super dope. And his car just flies out a window on a skyscraper. I was like, hope there's no innocent people below when that car lands and blows up. Yeah. Or goes into the building next to you, Fast and Furious style.
Oh.
I just saw it in the commercial. I've never seen it. I hadn't seen the Fast and Furious new one. I knew they jump a car from one building to the other. I saw that in there. But yeah, no, that's pretty good. For Honor looks like a good game, but I don't know if I'll get into it. It just looks like one of those hack and slash ones, but it looks good. The new South Park game looks amazing.
That's the game that I'm looking forward to the most.
As I love the first one.
Yeah.
And the best part is the second one, I can't even call it a sequel, the next one, takes place the very next day.
Yeah.
So you go to play superheroes, and so you play as the same character. So I don't know if your character will move over. But you're King, what is it, King Butthole or whatever you are, right?
That would be interesting.
Yeah,
because do characters carry over from the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One?
I mean, Borderlands it did.
Borderlands it did?
Yeah. Okay. Well, they downloaded it. They put it in the patch to the game so you can upload your one of your characters to the cloud and then load it back into...
Right, so you'd almost have to do that with the original...
The Handsome Jack collection, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be interesting, but it's funny because the story starts off... your character, what is his name, Captain Butthole or whatever, or King Butthole or whatever it was, shows up to Cartman's house, and everyone's dressed as superheroes, and you're in the Coon Friends cave. And it's cool because behind Cartman, he has all the different Coon outfits.
Yeah.
It's like Scuba Coon and like Space Coon, all these different ones. Hilarious, right? And so you're going in there, and it's not like a bat cave up, you know, would be.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how he wants to start this franchise. So it'd be a Coon movie, and then a Coon and Friends movie, and all these different ones. There's a Netflix series for Mysterion, and all these different ones. It's super hilarious. They're like, why don't we start with Tupperware Man? And they're like, why would you start with the black superhero? Marvel didn't do it for years later. He's like, yeah. They'd take jabs at him right away.
Nice.
The best part was when they can't decide on it, so they go to a Civil War. They're like, we're doing Civil War this early? And they separate into two groups, right? And he goes, and Cartman goes, yeah, have fun trying to get your franchise off the ground, DC. I was like, oh. Sharp barbs. I was like, shots fired, guys. Holy shit. They don't give a fuck.
That's hilarious. And that's what I loved about the original game is that they didn't give a fuck.
And one of the new characters is Captain Diabetes.
Oh, really?
Yep. And his power is he drinks an apple juice box and he gets all sugared up in like rage mode. And we'll do something like miraculous, like move a trash dumpster out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts to crash. He has to give himself an insulin shot to go back to normal. So fucked up. So hilarious.
That's awesome.
And then like one of my favorite new things is the battle system is a grid. So you can actually move around people
because
your attacks have range. So if you're not close to people, they're not going to get it. So you can move forward. Yes, you'll be more of attacking radius for them, but then your attack will hit more people and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And like it still has the whole like in a line attack thing, but it has area attack now too. But one of the characters, Super Craig, so Craig has his superhero's name, Super Craig.
Okay.
One of his attacks is a furious attack, and he just goes and gives you the finger. He's like this, so ridiculous. And then your character, whose powers in the other ones was farting, is more powerful as a superhero. And then the whole thing is when you get to pick your type of superhero you want to be.
Okay.
So there's I think they said there was 12 different types of superhero.
Damn.
And you can take different pieces from each one and make your own. So there's different. There's a bunch of different ways you can do it. So you can be a speedster if you wanted to, or they call it a gadgeteer.
Nice.
Like Batman type of thing. You know, like the Coon's a gadgeteer. So different ones like that, and they didn't tell us all of them, so they would be a more of a mystery. They just like told us like three, but then you could take elements from each one. Like if you want to be an elemental speedster or an elemental gadgeteer, that type of thing. So it's like you could literally do one. The one they showed in the demo was a speedster, and he was called Mach 5. So he had a T-shirt with Sharpie written on Mach 5.
Nice.
And the best part is when they're showing like all the Coon and Friends, and they show like a speedster, and they show Jimmy. Well, you know, the crushes, and he's wearing the fucking Flash lightning bolts. I was like,
dude,
guys,
right?
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
I love it. So yeah, the game's gonna be super awesome. And they're running on this new engine. It's not Frostbite. It's called Snowdrop. I think it's called. But they're like, we can now have this X amount of like characters, like individual characters, and they showed like this is how many we had in the first game. It was like 36, right?
Uh-huh.
They're like, we have all these ones, and it is hundreds of them just start filling the screen. And the best part is if Morgan Freeman's in the game.
Nice.
And you're going to, they show Freeman's tacos.
Nice.
Oh, it was hilarious. And he does, like, they do the voice, he does at a point when he does a voiceover run. He's like, in the kit. I was like, oh, I was dying. It was so awesome. Funny. But they're the South Park Fractured Butthole experience was probably my favorite one of all. That I did, because when you wait in line, we actually got to go in as VIP because we know people. Anyways, we got to go in. They give you a lanyard, which is pretty cool. Then you go in, and when you go inside the little thing, it's closed off. You can't see from the outside what it is. Mm. It's set up like a museum.
Okay.
So what you do is when you go in, it has all these artifacts, and they made legitimate costumes to put on display of all the characters.
Oh.
So you're in the middle, you have the Coon, and it's a mannequin wearing the Coon outfit.
But it slightly looks like Cartman, I'm guessing.
So no, the mannequin is just a blank mannequin.
Oh, so it's like a human mannequin.
Sort of. It's a human mannequin in the South Park world. So it's got a big head and a body, right? Like proportionate wise.
Yeah.
To not us. Like they're just giant.
Yeah.
But then it's got his costume on it.
Yeah.
The next is the Coon Cycle. And then they have all different ones. Like they have Mysterion's cloak and Captain Kite's outfit, and they're on dummies, like on mannequins, and they have like Professor Chaos, his foil helmet,
nice,
is on one, and it's super hilarious. And there's a framed Super Craig shirt, and then it's got a picture of the character next to it, and it has all these memorabilia, like a Mysterion comic book number one and a Coon comic book number one, like legit comic books, and they're in plastic casing, like if you got them CDC'd.
Yeah.
Like that, like in this like glass case.
Nice.
And then they have like a TV there, and it and then you get an actual curator comes in, and it's this British broad for ours.
Oh.
And she talks all about like how it's a real museum, and she's a curator of it, and tells you all about the history of it. So hilarious.
That's awesome.
And then she plays different demos, like it's like historical events, like we all know this, like who doesn't own a Coon and Friends mouse pad? You look over in the glass case, there's a Coon and Friends mouse pad. I was like, oh, that's fantastic,
right?
But yeah, it's by far my favorite one, just because it was like so like ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Just made me laugh so much. So good. I think that's all I really. I saw a bunch of like trailers for like the new Call of Duty, which is nuts.
Yeah.
Battlefield. I didn't get the chance to play Battlefield 1, but I watched the demo. It looks pretty dope. That line was stupid long, too, and it didn't move very fast because it was 64 players at a time, which you think, oh, that line's going to go pretty fast.
Yeah, but how long did matches take? Yeah.
There you go. so I was like, if you had EA Access, you got to jump the line.
Yeah.
But I don't pay for EA Access because I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
That's just me. It's my opinion. No one else's. I don't want to pay a subscription fee for a year to play games that I don't get when they first come out. I have to wait months on end until they get up. Like Battlefront, the Star Wars game, is about to hit EA Access, which means it's been out for a year.
Yeah.
And it's about to hit it. I was like, I don't want to wait that long because no one else will be playing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Except the other people on EA Access. Yeah.
But they're probably playing Madden or FIFA or whatever. sorry, Mike, I didn't mean that. I'm not a sports game guy.
Pronounced FIFA, I believe, sir.
I don't actually think it is.
It's called FIFA.
I've heard it both ways. Football. But,
Maiden.
Maiden.
Maiden football.
Dishonored 2 looks dope. Mafia 3 looks dope. Did you see the trailer for the new Prey?
No, I didn't.
Redone completely.
Really?
Like, so if you remember Prey from back in the day, it was a multiplayer only game. And it was actually crossed between Xbox and Xbox 360 and PC. It's not very good. Was not very good. Launched really fairly strong. Died off quickly because people realized the game was god-awful. Then they announced Prey 2. And it was like this like Blade Runner type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we heard it got canceled. Like legit it got canceled. At Bethesda's event, they're like, and they showed you this awesome cinematic. They showed like this is created from in-game engine, blah, blah, blah. At the end of it, just came up, Prey. Everyone like this. What now? Like, no one cheered. They're like... And then it hit. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, yeah! I was like, oh my... People were just, like, legitimately shocked. Like, what the fuck is this? I was like, all right. All right. All right. But yeah, it was pretty dope.
Cool.
But that's about it. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Cody's E3 adventure. Ate gator. That was fun too. I love gator. Not the one that ate the kid from Florida, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. Sorry. Promotional picture for Comic-Con San Diego came up, and it's the San Diego trolley that they always decorate for stuff. And it's the Ancient Shield. And oddly enough, across the entire trolley car, is a chain on fire. Like,
think that they would do?
Ghost Rider would be.
Yeah.
And it says, could Ghost Rider be headed to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4?
Oh,
Nicholas Cage. Pretty random place. Don't ever wish that on us.
If that's how they do it, though, Like, that'll get people back to the show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because Inhumans did not help.
Because I bailed on the show after a while. I liked the first season.
Halfway through season two, I was just like, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah. But yeah, if they say, hey, Ghost Rider, I'd be like, all right, guess I'm watching now.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a fiery chain. It goes, you can look at the picture after we're done. It's pretty fucking dope. But that's about it, I think. Anybody else?
Anything? No, that's it.
Producer's giving us the wrap-up sign.
Wrap this bitch up.
And Mike's also saying it. We're not even an hour yet. Hold on. Wait.
Don't be a cunt.
Give it a second. Come on. Well, it's almost there. Okay, there's an hour. It was like 2 seconds. It was actually five. But anyways. So that's it for this week's Comes Naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you motherfuckers just came naturally.
Yep.